Lieutenant Fred Gotch with the Marathon County Sheriff's Department. The Bomb Squad, a joint effort with Oneida County, and apparently you guys travel all over the place, don't you?
We do. We serve 22 counties, primarily the northwestern part of Wisconsin.
There was an incident just recently up in Birchwood with dynamite in a storage shed. How did you get involved with that?
They had contacted us on a mutual aid basis and asked us to come up there and dispose of it, which we did.
Was that case rather unusual?
It really wasn't, in terms of there being quite a bit of old explosives that people still have in barns and houses, and this was just another incident like the others.
Is the type of explosive you dealt with up in Birchwood pretty common at some point, and somebody just had a bunch of it stashed?
It would be, exactly, and up until 1971 or so, it was legal to actually buy dynamite, be it from a hardware store or some other vendor, and it didn't have the regulations that we do now. Farmers would buy it, and consequently, there's quite a bit of leftover explosives and in barns and homes again throughout the state.
In barns and homes.
Homes, yeah.
So this might not be the most dangerous stash you found.
It is not, you know, and it generally comes about the discovery when someone passes, and that was the case here, and the family's going through the estate, and they discover these items.
As far as disposing of it, what do you do, and how difficult is that?
In this case, it wasn't very deteriorated, and we took it to the site, and we countercharged it.
By countercharging it, you basically blow it up on purpose in a safe place.
Correct.
What's the most unusual thing you remember about having a bomb squad trip to an estate or something like that where someone found a surprise?
Oh, I don't. There's been a number of unusual incidents. I think those would be the hoax IEDs and but with the explosives, the older explosives that are located, those things aren't very unusual, actually, other than people, for no reason, store them, let's say, in a home. In this case, it was in a yard shed, but some of the storage considerations are poor at best. Even looking back in time, you know, who would do this? And conservative people, and they saved everything, and they, and that's the case with the explosives, too.
If anyone discovers something that looks suspicious and they'd like someone to check it out, what should they do?
They'd be able to contact the Marathon County Sheriff's Department, and 24/7, they'd be in contact with a bomb technician who'd be able to pretty much walk them through what they have, ask them what to look for, and thereafter we'd make a determination if, in fact, you do have something that's dangerous and how it should be approached, and if we'd become involved in it.